Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President-elect Joe Biden is filling out his economic team. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that Biden is set to appear with key members of his administration at an event today in Delaware.
Biden plans to nominate an economic team that's diverse, experienced, and, in the words of the transition, crisis-tested to serve alongside his pick for Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Biden has tapped Wally Adeyemo as Deputy Treasury Secretary, Neera Tanden as White House Budget Director, and Cecilia Rouse to lead the Council of Economic Advisors. All three served in the Obama administration. Biden says they'll help steer the country through the immediate challenges posed by the pandemic recession and help to address structural problems that workers were already facing before that. Campaign advisors Jared Bernstein and Heather Boucher would also get jobs as White House economists. All the nominations are subject to Senate confirmation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A controversial science advisor to President Trump has resigned. Dr. Scott Atlas confirmed in a tweet Monday evening that he's leaving the White House near the end of his temporary government assignment. Atlas had resisted face masks and other efforts to contain the coronavirus pandemic, breaking with top government experts and the scientific community. World Health Organization says globally the number of reported COVID-19 cases has gone down slightly over the past 2 weeks. But NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that WHO is still concerned about a dramatic rise in some parts of the world.
Globally, the worst coronavirus outbreaks continue to be in the Americas. New cases in Canada and the U.S. are at or near record highs. Brazil is seeing a rebound in infections. In Mexico, COVID-related deaths are up sharply, and the number of daily cases has doubled over the last month. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says the situation in Mexico is very worrisome, in part because leaders haven't been sending a clear message about wearing masks and other precautionary measures.
Wearing a mask is important, hand hygiene is important, physical distancing is important, and we expect leaders to be examples.
Globally, India and parts of Europe are seeing numbers of new infections trending downwards. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
The top cybersecurity official who was fired by President Trump says the president is doing a disservice to voters and to election officials around the country with his unfounded claims that the election was rigged.
Those are the two things that really concern me the most. Is we want more people to a vote, as I see it, and we want more people to get out there and be a part of administering elections. We need more election officials. We need more poll workers, particularly this year with COVID and folks getting concerned about their health.
Christopher Krebs speaking to NPR. Despite President Trump's claims, two key states, Wisconsin and Arizona, have certified their vote tallies in favor of Joe Biden. This is NPR News. The Canadian government has taken the first step towards a national child care system. Dan Karpinchuk reports it means millions of dollars in new spending.
That spending, according to Ottawa, is a down payment on a plan that will be outlined in the federal budget expected in early 2021. To begin with, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberals are proposing to spend $420 million to help the provinces and territories train and retain qualified early childhood educators. They will spend $20 million over 5 years on a child care secretariat to oversee the plan. The aim is to add more child care spaces and ensure safe learning environments that are affordable. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says Canada won't be truly competitive until all Canadian women have access to affordable child care so they can participate in the country's workforce. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The child care proposals are part of a plan by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government to spend billions to help Canada recover from the pandemic. Two women facing terrorism charges in Washington state due back in court December 14th. Samantha Francis Brooks and Ellen Brennan Reich, both of Bellingham, were released from custody Monday. Federal authorities in Seattle have accused them of placing shunts on railroad tracks. They say 41 have been found since last January, but the two suspects are only charged with an incident Saturday night. The devices can cause trains to automatically brake and also disable crossing guards. Authorities suggest the two were motivated by opposition to the construction of a national gas pipeline across British Columbia. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.